fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Bus and Truck, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Divinia Grill Foods, Marco's Pizza, Mobile Garage Technologies, and Scotia Bank.
The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation.
Rocking the nation, Howard Grant's the host, got in radio station 96.9. 12-2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs, he goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal, plus he's a child of God.
Foundation, it's the foundation, foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful, wet and wild Wednesday. I mean, listen, I say wet and wild, it brought up memories. You need to stop, right? It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. So happy to be in your company. I know you just heard a little, Howard, what was that? What was that? Yesterday I was chilling, trying to get home and relax. And, I got a text yesterday from Mr. Stubbs. So my name is Aldo Stubbs, a songwriter and a producer here. And I like your show. I listen to it daily. He liked my Roots song, but he just wanted to kind of put something together very nice. And he gave me some information as to exactly where the guys actually made that. He said, MN Media CEO Orville Stubbs built the beat and he recorded it. He put everything together. So I want to say thank you to you guys. Thank you so very kindly for your contribution, for even thinking about it. I also got a letter. I'm going to read this one of these days to you. All the way from Her Majesty's Correctional Facility. Hey, listen, big up to the B Block, right? Because obviously, I mean, the B Block always sends me letters. And I want to say thank you guys for your consideration. And occupying your time, sending me a letter. I like your encouragement. I like these words that you put together. I like to hear that you reformed and these particular things. See it here. If you're looking online, make sure you check it out. GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. The information's right there, and you can see exactly what we're doing. So I love to see that, man. I'm very happy to see that person's contributing to these things. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I told you today is one of those days that we're going to be able to chop a few things down and just talk about the country from the perspective of not just the issues. I thought it was a peculiar... Let me be decent. In the spirit of decency, let's do that today, right? I listened to the show this morning, right? I don't always do that, but I listened to Dwight's show this morning, and he had RCL on this morning. You know that that's significant conversations that we can have because, I didn't see Dwight yet. I wanted to kind of ask him, Dwight, why are you boom, 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 boom? But, you know, everybody had their style and how they'd be able to approach these particular things, but I'd like to know some specific questions. I like to get some things. So hopefully we can be able to push that and get that done. But today we're going to be talking more specifically about our country. Not from the perspective of just being able to chop it down as it relates to governmental and administrative responsibilities and being able to say, okay, this is where we are in Grand Bahama, this is where we are in Abaco. I want to talk about where we are, where we were, and whether or not we're on the path to be able to see a true sense of growth and development. And if not, what sort of technology and concepts and ideas that we can be able to sort of institute to see some things change in those particular spaces. I want to say a shout out to all those persons who are out there listening, celebrating a birthday today. Is make sure you pick up your paper now. Make sure you pick up your paper. Today is what, August? Let me look at the paper. I got the paper out. Today is August 12th. August 12th. All the information's on there. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. The speaker says, at the front of the paper, says, not speaking on marital rape as I'm not married. This is what the speaker's position was as it relates to being able. We talked about it just a pinch yesterday. At the end of the day, rape is rape. No is no. And I think that that was sort of a universal approach. You don't have to be married to know that no is no. Amen. So that's sort of the position that they take on that. And also, the Tribune talks about the co-accused in Roe case accepts a plea deal. Ay, Dios mío. Ay, Dios mío. Mira. This is crazy. Says the political support of Lanisha Rule accepted a plea deal yesterday. And listen, I don't want to chuckle with the thing, right? It's too much. Listen, in the RICO Act, if somebody accept a plea deal, that's it. All that's gone. That's it. We finish, right? So it talks about us that political support of Lanisha Rowe accepted a plea deal yesterday and has agreed to cooperate with the prosecutors building a case against the former minister, Alfred Mortimer. The whole government name is in the newspaper. Who helped Miss Rowe's election campaign in 2017 is the uncle of her husband. My God, this is deep, right? This is a lot, and I sigh, my whole shoulders drop as we continue to be able to look at this thing because it's peculiar, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to open the lines a pinch for you today so you can be a part of it. I'm feeling better. Can I say that? I'm feeling much better. We're getting over this kind of a bug that we had in there. And dealing with those particular things. So I'm feel much better as we continue to be able to move forward in that. I want you guys to open up the lines. As you know, we do have new lines for you to be able to call toll-free from any family of island. You can hit us up 242-300-5720. All my Grand Bahamian people, if you're out there and you say, Howard, man, we just want to listen to you. We just can hear you, but we just can't call in. You got an opportunity right now. Pick up your phone, BTC Alive. Or indifference. If you have Telemundo, it don't matter. Give me a call. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. So if you're out there, you can be able to get us directly. I wonder if you can get us from TI, guys. If you're listening from Turks and Caicos Island, try that, see if it can work. 242-300-5720. Give us a call right here in the studio. Or you can give us a call later on. 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. And you can always hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. Listen, man, I'm so excited to be able to be here today. We've been kind of hitting at this for a while, that we're going to be able to do this. Yeah, we can do this, we can do this. Every time I have an opportunity to be able to speak to Graham, I talk about the fact that we're going to do it. Because these gentlemen and I sat together at a conference called CANAS over at my very good friend's Ambassador Devin Rose position, right? Devin Rose Church, I think, is Kingdom Discipleship. And being able to speak to that, we had a great, great opportunity to be able to talk about national growth and development and really be able to engage it from a spiritual perspective and also physically what's happening and what needs to happen going forward. I thought it necessary to be able to have this and more to come like this. I always admire these men. They've been years in the field. We've always heard them being able to take on such a strong position of activation and social activation in this sort of position to talk about what needs to happen in the country. I want to be able to introduce you to none other than Graham Weatherford, who's here in the studio with us. So happy to be able to have him with us. And none other than Wayne Johnson. Wayne Johnson, as you know, is also a business consultant, a speaker, an entrepreneur. He's done radio significantly over the time. He does workshops and he has all sorts of stuff laid out here. I'm sure he's going to give us the information. If you want to be able to reach him and assist him in those particular areas, I know he can do that. But you can check him out at Wayne Johnson of Me. What is
Wayne Johnson One, CEO of Me.
Okay. Wayne Johnson One, CEO of Me.com, right? Or his number is 242-468-7958 for you to be able to reach out to him and assist in those areas. Gentlemen, I thank you so much, man. I thank you so much for taking the time out on this kind of a gloomy Wednesday to really have a conversation about where we are and where we're going in this country. I will push back on some stuff that's happening in the news. I want to talk about some things because I feel that we have become accustomed to the rhythm of the social points, the bullet points that is provided by these conglomerates to say to us that this is what's happening, but this translation doesn't happen on the floor, on the ground. We don't necessarily feel this sort of an energy on the ground. Just listening this morning to talk about RCL and RCL's position and what their intent was to do here in the Bahamas, more specifically in Nassau, and what they were going, what they intend to do in Grand Bahama, which is great, you know, great concepts, great ideas for those persons who own those companies. But for us here on the ground, it still translates to this sort of a concept where we're outside of the gates, right? Talk to me about it. We're outside of the gates as it relates to ownership, as it relates to entrepreneurialism, as it relates to these concepts of real change for the Bahamian man and woman who seeks to be able to have a piece of this economic rock in this country. All we have is that clay, which is filled the foundation with. Talk to me. We got to pack that down because as soon as the sun hit that, that dry and turned to dust. And that's the sort of rock, this proverbial rock that we carry. It only feels like rock when it's moist. And it's only moist when people have a conversation over it. But as soon as the rubber meets the road, it turns to dust. I want to talk about that because we're seeing some things happen in Abaco. An $800 million investment, a $326 million investment. We've seen some things happen in Grand Bahama. We've seen some things happen in other family of islands. But the truth of the matter is that in every one of these things, it seems like the underlying pronouncement is a position of servitude, relentless servitude for the Bahamian man. Talk to me about it, Wayne. I'll let you go first.
Good morning, Howard, and thank you for having me
on the show. Pull the mic close to your mouth. Yeah.
Good morning, Howard, and thank you for having me on your show, and good morning, Bahamas. Howard, the ownership is the key to wealth, and I believe one of the greatest wealth transfer in the history of mankind has already taken place and is taking place. Mm-hmm. When we came out of the pandemic, even though people were suffering and going through that transition, more millionaires were created during the pandemic. More billionaires were created during the pandemic. So when you have a crisis brings opportunity. And so in our country, we have to be able to move away from the servitude model to the entrepreneurial model. And so when you become an entrepreneur in your country and opportunities and investments come into your country, how do you see the people who are living in your country? Do you see them as servitude or you see them as opportunities to be able to get shares in a business and to be able to have ownership in a business? Because I don't want to just work at a hotel. I want to be able to have shares in the hotel to be a part of the ownership. When we look at years ago, we talked about the model for when Atlantis came here. Now, Atlantis was given billions of dollars in concession, millions of dollars in concession. Now, had we turned those millions of dollars in concession into shares and the stock split six times, the stock split eight times, that would have been money directly in the treasury. And so now that's a different kind of concept and a different kind of mindset that we have to be able to possess. We got to be able to possess the ownership mindset. We got to be able to possess a mindset that we're not going to be busboys, waiters, and maids, but we're going to have ownership in the stake of what's taking place within our economy.
How does that change, though? Let's talk about this because, you know, it sounds good to say that we're not going to be busboys, waiters, and maids, but we're going to be owners. How? How do we translate our thinking the conditioning that we've been accustomed to and ingested for more than a generation now. How do we shift this to become the owners that we talk about? How do we just, I don't think it would just automatically happen to us. I don't think one morning that we wake up and say, you know what, I feel like an owner today. Let's talk about how this transition will happen. Let's talk about what we need from an educational standpoint, what we need our governments to do to be able to fortify this position to ensure that this mindset set shifts. What do we need to be able to see our society shift for the true sense of growth that we continue to be able to espouse? Talk to me about that.
Talk about how it happened first before. How did we end up thinking this way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Graham, the thing about it is, like I say, we came out of the old British model. These old British model where, you know, the servitude kind of attitude, where people are gonna, you know, people gonna get in the hotel industry. When they get out of school, they're gonna work in a hotel, they can work X amount of years. So the government has to be able to put a policy position that, look here, if Bahamians wanna get into small business hotels development, cottages and these kind of things that are taking place now, we have to be able to put the same kind of opportunities in place that we give the expats or the foreigner coming and bringing in his money. If Bahamians are getting capital from the outside and they're getting these kind of opportunities to be able to bring in monies in the country, we got to give Bahamians those same kind of opportunities.
I got a quick point of order. You know what we did to the Bahamians who tried to do that, Howard?
What's that?
We put VAT on you. We tax your Airbnb now. Mm-hmm. Instead of giving you incentive. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Do we get, instead, Wayne, of you trying to break out of the shackles to own tourism finally with an Airbnb or VBRO, whatever, we said, child, we can tax you. I bet you next comes a business license, NIB letter of good standing.
You know, I had an opportunity.
We're going to tax you out of that Airbnb.
No, but see, if you're in business, if you are in business, you have to pay taxes no matter where you go. Now, depending on the type of business.
But you give concessions to the foreigner.
I know, but Graham, the same thing. We got to do the same thing for Bahamians. I'm saying we talk about this thing. Bahamians, they have the Hotel Encouragement Act that gives Bahamians opportunities to be able to bring in stuff in the country, be able to have these kind of opportunities. But the opportunities are, the bottom line is funding is be a major part of why we can't go to the next step and be able to have that same access to capital to be able to take our businesses to the next level. The crisis happened, and guess what happened? Bahamians who didn't go back to the hotel, they started their own businesses. You have some people who completed their Airbnbs. You have some people who began to expand on their Airbnbs and began to do some things. Now, how we tax the Airbnb versus somebody in the family island versus somebody who has a bigger opportunity, it depends on the percentage. I don't believe everybody should be taxed the same across the board as it relates to the percentage of you doing your Airbnb. And then you should be able to have this encouragement situation going on where this person is not depending on me for a job, but this is an entrepreneur who's expanding the growth and development of their economy. The small cottage industry will be able to have tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And I've met several Bahamians who are in this industry and expanded the industry without getting assistance because they use their ingenuity, innovation, and creativity to be able to grow. Now, when you see Bahamians that are doing these kind of things, don't kill them with the overdraft fees and all the other extension when you want them to be able to expand their local economy in terms of what they're doing, because that would be a killer for a lot of Bahamians.
You know what is, I had an opportunity on Saturday. This past Saturday, I had an opportunity to be able to take my family to the beach. Now, I tried to jump slick. I didn't go Friday, and I wasn't going on Sunday or Monday. So I said, let's go Saturday, right? Beautiful day Saturday. We went to the beach. Just like I said, we went down to Jaws Beach. And we normally kind of walk maybe about, you know, I don't know, maybe 100, 120 feet under a nice tree and kind of kick it there. Sat there and looked over the ocean, and all I saw was a bunch of just cruise ships, right? Like little small yachts and boats and sailboats and so forth and so on. And then I saw someone taking a bunch of tourists on sort of an escapade, like an exploration, right? Uh-huh. Like an excursion. Like uh-huh. He's walking them out, explaining these things to them, and the accent is peculiar. So I said, okay, this I don't think this guy is a Bahamian, right? This is what I'm saying. I say that I don't think this guy's a Bahamian, right? And so I'm thinking to myself, you know what's amazing? These people are actually carrying persons out for the day on their boats and doing business in the country.
Of course.
And no one's charging them. No, they ain't paying no taxes. They pay their yacht slip. at whatever resort they're staying at, wherever they play, staying, they have their boats. And they're out here making major bucks, right? And no one is policing this particular environment. And I'm looking at that and I said, you know what's a crazy thing is that Bahamians who try to pick up a couple of bucks here and there, instantaneously the government picks it up and say, hey, listen, you got to pay taxes on that.
That's right.
So much so that they went all the way to Airbnb. They call Facebook, they call Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon. All the way. They call Amazon to say, hey, this is what we got to be able to charge the Bahamian people. This is what the government of the Bahamas requires. And every single administration started to talk about this concept and idea to do with the fact that, hey, listen, taxing the people is a lazy way of being able to reap revenue for the government. Now, I hear what you're saying. There's no expectation that we can be able to be in these positions and not pay a level of tax to the government. Okay. But the government is not creative, nor creating an environment to ensure that there is an opportunity for the young Bahamian man.
Yep.
Let's be very clear about that. The only reason after COVID-19, what's happened with Dorian in Abaco, after the country has come to a grinding halt, and persons had to make a determination as to where am I going to be able to pay my bills, because RBC still want their money, Commonwealth still want their money, Scotia still want their money, everyone wants their money. So now I got to dig deep into my creativity and use the talents that exist in my hand. And the government says, we're going to tax that.
It happened by accident too, the conceptual economy.
We're going to tax
that. Well, see, you know what happens, Howard? We penalize. When you are creative and innovative, you get penalized. Let me give you an example. Right on the show, we talked about digital asset, digital economy on Lester Cox show many years ago. We talked about the Bahamas coming up with his own coin. When tourists comes into the Bahamas, tourists could be able to use the coin within the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and use the coin within the city of Nassau. We'd be able to give that coin an intrinsic value. And people could be able to use it in the city limits of Nassau.
That coin had intrinsic value because it was backed, Howard, by our natural resources.
And this is an idea we was floating, all right? So, and guess
and
what
happened? It was called a conch coin, not a sandy coin.
Right.
And so here was conch is strong.
Right.
So sand dollar brittle.
Here's what happened, Howard. In 2018, we came on the show too. In 2018, we launched a coin called ZooCoins. And it was blocked. The government had not come out with the DARE bill as yet. We were stopped and blocked and somebody said, one of the policy makers, you're always running ahead of the government. You're always ahead of the government. I said, well, I have my degree in international business. I'm thinking about the next move. I'm thinking about the next position. We should be thinking about the next position of the country. How do we position the Bahamas in marketing? There's four P's: product, price, promotion, place. I'm always thinking, what is the next position for me to move in the direction? And so because we were there, we got penalized. Because why? You were the first. Years ago, we introduced foreign currency trading. I'd had a seminar at the Hilton. There was no legislation or regulation for foreign currency trading. Here again, how you can introduce this to the Bahamian people? Here again, got penalized again. Out west, out in Sandy Port, there are several FX companies trading in the Bahamas. Executive Forex Group, Mr. Parrish Simmons and myself, we created that. We brought that platform to the Bahamas because the private banks were trading in foreign currency trading back in 2002 and back in 2007, prepaid debit cards. We bought prepaid debit cards that was not tied to banks or financial institutions. We were getting ready to tie it into a large database system dealing with money transfer. Here again, you're innovative. So when you're innovative, you get blocked. And so what happens? The only innovation that took place in the country that had widespread appeal was gaming. Now, think about this for a minute. Imagine where the gaming houses were. We taught Bahamians how to trade stocks, bonds, mutual funds, currencies, digital assets. And these people are making money every day. You think of a fellow in Camp Road making $500 a day trading and making money. You think he could be worrying with crime because he's making $500 a day? He got a car. He could build his house. He could pay his rent. He could do all these different things. So what? What that is doing? That is giving disposable income opportunities. But people spend money every day taking a chance. Everybody wins. A winner live here. You can't win if you don't play. These are the kind of situation where Bahamians are looking for opportunity to grow their wealth.
But it goes right back to what we talked to at the top of the
hour. Yeah, the philosophy and the mindset is Bahamians now. You know what they're not doing? They're not saying anything. They're going there and they're taking it.
See,
they're taking it and what they're saying to you. If you bad enough, I can take you to court because you can't do for the goose and can't do for the gander. That's the point I'm making. The point that I'm making now is that sometimes you can't ask for permission. You got to go and take it because by law, the internet has transformed commerce, industries, trade. People are booking yacht management services online. People are booking concierge services, going on tours online. People are booking financial services, consultancy, and paying and doing stuff globally online. So COVID has changed the whole dynamic of how we do business in this country, and you should not. And I've talked to the policymakers on numerous occasions of being able to make it a place where the ease of doing business, we go up instead of going down.
This is the easiest place to do business, Howard, if you're a foreigner, thanks to the Commercial Enterprise Bill of 2018.
Yeah.
Nobody read it. You need to go and read that. It's a one-page basically bill, and it is very easy to do business. You can have thousands of people here working from different countries in 2 weeks. You see, the Internet of Things that C. Allen spoke about and the conceptual economy that we mentioned on Lester's show, it's now here in full effect, but we're not teaching our young people. So you asked the question, how did we end up with this mindset? And let me tell you what the mindset is, Howard and Wayne. You have a house, you have a piece of property in Lyford Key, right, Howard? Let's pretend. We all know where Lyford Key is. And the property is worth $1 million. You could accept that, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Watch this. Now I come with an accent. How y'all doing, Howard? We're going to put $1 million hotel on your property. So now I have $1 million hotel on your property, right? You have the property that's worth $1 million. We both have the same money invested, yes? We should be equal partners, correct? But guess what? Your governments, all of them, and the foreigner goes, now listen, you should be so proud, young man, because we're going to let you be the busboy, gardener, and we're going to let you make the bed.
But
it's your land.
Listen. Listen, I want to be very clear about what's happening here. In listening to the interview this morning, listen, man, I want to be as decent as possible, and I never like to ruffle any feathers. That ain't my style. Mm-hmm. But I just need clarity. I need a sense of clarity for me as I continue to be able to travail this space that I'm in. Listening to the conversation this morning, one of the gentlemen actually speaking with Dwight spoke to the fact that, hey, listen, this would be a great opportunity for Nassau. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone wins. This is exactly what he said. He says, everyone wins.
Could I say,
this is peculiar.
How can everyone
win like this?
Could I rebut you for a second? Everybody wins. If you come in my country and leave the port, that because of security reasons, at some point in the future, I, as a organic bohemian, may not be allowed in there unless I have a cruise ship bracelet on my hand. Who knows where that could end up? If in the future people did tell me that it's not safe outside of the port, now, I've traveled through the Caribbean extensively, and I know what I speak of. And, you know, my brother came to the Bahamas, and he was told not to take much. He came by boat, and I'm not calling any cruise line. He was told, it's not very safe. Don't take your credit cards and your personal, too much jewelry and watches and cash. Just take enough cash to buy a souvenir. And he videotapes these things. Because he's a white person, he must be seen as maybe a tourist. They have orientation on some of these boats. Did you know that? Where they tell you what to do, how to do it, and who's recommended and where not to go. So now if I can leave this nice, safe port area and take a shuttle to a nice, safe beach, private island that has its own conch stall, that has its own straw vending, that has its own hair braiding, where it's all safe.
Yeah.
I may not come out of the port and decide to go to your tiki place. I may not go to your Junkanoo Beach or your fish fry. Do you see what could happen?
See.
So where is my ownership?
The concept of everyone wins.
No.
Can only be a concept that's grabbed by a foreigner. Because that's the only persons who win in this particular, in the scenario here and locally.
But you see, Howard, I've just come at you with a different.
This is not designed for Howard Grant. This is not designed for Wayne. Wayne,
correct. I came at you with a different mindset
didn't I?
Come with a different mindset of ownership?
The thing about it is, you have to take it. You gotta ask for permission no more. I asked for permission.
I asked for permission, Howard. And what happens? I said, no. I said, but show me that in the law. Show me that in law. When I asked the governor of the central bank, is it illegal for Bahamians to trade crypto? There's nothing in law that says that. There's nothing in law. Bahamians could go and gamble right now. Bahamians buy goods and services online. Walmart, eBay, all the Amazon, all the major retailers, they buy stuff online. They get shipped in by the importers. Those are digital assets that they are purchasing in commodities. So if they're purchasing digital commodities, which is e-commerce, we talked about years ago, why can't we have that same opportunities? Don't stop me. Don't tell me about the labor pain. Show me the baby. I believe we are reaching a point of critical mass in order to move and grow our economy forward.
I like
this old mindset has to be able to be done away with, and this new mindset has to be able to put us in a position where Bahamians have ownership, where Bahamians could be able to build wealth, Bahamians could be able to do any and anything in the legal environment of business without any repercussions. Don't tell me if I show you a letter of credit for $3 million, $5 million coming from abroad, I got to go through the scrutiny of getting that money in this economy if I made money abroad. Don't tell me about it.
Yeah, but Toby showed them the whole letter of credit, everything. Toby showed them everything. Everything Toby showed them. He had everything laid down to the ground. Fried, died, and laid to the side. He gave everything to them. And they still did what they did to him.
And the hot sauce.
They still did what they did to him. How can we trust a government that continues to be able to work on behalf of the foreigner? How can we? How can we be in a position with all these aspirations, these ideas, these accessibility, and still trapped in paradise? 96.9 FM radio. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take my first commercial break and be back. You know the numbers. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
Marco's Pizza, you don't have to feel guilty about enjoying our pizza. Now offering a gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. It's a perfect excuse to eat your veggies with Marco's tasty gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. Made with real cauliflower, real gluten-friendly. Try our new cauliflower crust on any small pizza. You can only find our signature gluten-friendly cauliflower crust at Marco's Pizza Bahamas. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Devania's Grilled Food and Products are now open in the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. Come, you must try the jerk chicken, jerk pork, and all their amazing grilled food. Grilled daily to perfection using all their amazing sauces made right here in the Bahamas. Devania's, grilling good food for life. Call or WhatsApp Devania's today at 817-4468.
Wednesdays just got a whole lot better. Introducing Whopper Wednesdays at Burger King Nassau. Get a flame-grilled Whopper for only $5.50, including VAT. Yes, you heard that right. This Wednesday, you can indulge in the classic flame-grilled Whopper you love, made your way, for only $5.50. Stop by your favorite Burger King Nassau location this Wednesday and enjoy a Whopper for only $5.50. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
The foundation. The foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect. On the foundation here on the Wednesday is a roundtable Wednesday. You know, we're having a good panel conversation. The lines are wide open if you want to be a part of that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text line 422-4796. I'm in the studio with Graham Weatherford and Wayne Johnson, being able to chop it down and talking some. Ownership, talking entrepreneurialism, talking about the economy, talking about where we are, and really getting to the meat of the potatoes of this thing. Because while it frustrates me because I dream big, man. Talk to me.
You got to dream big and you got to see far.
Man, I dream big. I dream too big, and I've become depressed over the past 8 months of my life, 8 to 12 months. I'm going to be very clear with you. Let me tell you why I've been depressed. Because I can show you almost 30, almost 30. Watch me. Watch Howard and his decency. I could show you 30 proposals that I've created start to finish, that I've presented, that I've pitched, that I gave the concept to. I could also show you incorporations for companies that I started, right? I could show you that is registered, that are here in the country, that I've executed. I could show you business licenses upon business licenses. I can show you relationships that I forge with persons locally and abroad that can be able to give me the finances I need to get to these things. I can show you. I could show you relentlessly about the relationships that I forge in this community through politics and otherwise to ensure that I can at least get my proverbial foot in the door. Mm-hmm. I could show you. And every single time the Negroes see the black face come, it's done.
Howard, can I give you a secret?
It's done.
Can we give you a secret sauce?
You saying you need a white partner?
I need.
Graham, you don't confuse the whole country.
I know.
but the reality of it is,
I can practice my dialect.
And,
you know,
the reality of it is, we've seen people come to this country. We've seen this thing called in business, learning and understanding the marketplace that you're in, and the market. Adaptation in terms of what the market likes. You're just trying to get your foot in the door. You got to give the market what they like. I went through the same process just like you with similar situations, got the door closed in my face. I brought the other person, act like the driver. I said, Johnson, what you doing here? I said, just a butler. Just a driver.
I
want you to hear me out.
It tires me, though.
I want you to hear me out. I understand that now. And guess what? If I got to bring somebody from North Dakota, if I got to bring somebody from Topeka, Kansas, if I got to bring somebody from Minnesota, you understand me? If I got to bring somebody from New England,
is the difference?
No, because...
Watch me. Hold on. Let me ask you.
They know your mama. They know your family connection.
That's okay.
You can be wealthy.
The difference of us yielding to the concept of this facade of business that's being projected out here? What's the difference of us yielding and saying, all right, if I got to bring a white man in, Let me do what I have to do. In comparison to the man who comes to you and say, we're going to do everything that we can for our constituency.
Yeah.
I'm out here and we're going to change the constituency. I'm for you. I've grown up among you. I want to do these things for you. And when they get in, yeah, we pledge our allegiance to Her Majesty's, her heirs, her successors, to our administration, to everybody who have given us any money. What is the difference? There is no conviction in our society. No one's standing up strong to be able to say this is the direction that we should go. And it is absolutely sickening that these are the people that call themselves men and women of God. I don't understand. This is exhausting.
Not everybody.
Which God, though? Which God?
Oh, Howard.
It can't be Baal, because at least we'll know where he is.
Howard, not everybody that call the Lord name, they're going to enter the kingdom.
Yeah, but we ain't got to wait till we get to the kingdom to know that.
But the fact of the matter is, by your fruit you shall know them. And the thing about it is, what I'm saying to you now, the internet has changed all that. I get, if I got to do what I have to do, I can do what I need to do. I can drop the boys into the door, get the contract, get it signed, get back and get operating. And when they need to see that face, I can put that face out there for them to see that face. I'm mad at you. I'm trying to do the business.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on the line with us live. No? 323-622-32-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Or hit me up on the text line, 422-4796.
Howard, can I give you an example? Go ahead. I've had many Bahamian men who are in business said when they went certain places, they was having difficulties getting things done. When they send another face that don't look like them,
it's a shame.
Snack, crackle, pop through the door.
It's a shame. It is a shame.
I cry shame on every leader in this country. I'm just saying.
Who let that happen?
It's a reality. It's a reality. Think about this.
No, it ain't a reality.
No, but I'm saying it's a reality. America, we think about this, right? America is a place where if you go, you could become a millionaire in America. Bahamians who left Obama struggling in business became millionaires in America. Because you're dealing with mass volume, you're dealing with a different environment. Yeah, there are certain things that might not happen for you. But the fact of the matter is here, I've known a lot of Bahamians who had to redirect their business, change the marketing strategy of their business in order for them to be able to be at a particular level. And they are successful. And they ain't mad. They say, listen, this is the way how we do business in our country. This is how we talk. We talk this talk. But when you get to the table, it's a different ball game.
Let me read this text. It says, I just texted this morning that in the other countries, that smart people leading the country push smart citizens to innovate. In this country, dumb leaders squash smart people and their ideas and make rich men of their dumb friends. Imagine being told to sell your idea, but don't expect too much because no one know you. I believe there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Bahamian innovators who could list story after story of brain-dead leaders squashing innovation. And that's absolutely incorrect. But you know who the brain-dead people are? Us. Because we keep putting these people back in leadership. When are we going to wake up? My God. Let me take the telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, my brother. What's happening with you?
I'm all good. Hey, Graham, how you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Hey, Ben, what's going on, brother?
Right here, man.
Somebody said something a while ago. Nothing could change until we get rid of the Moses tool. Take case. Graham, I don't know how we go. See, let me tell you something. These people... And many others say it all the time. They swear that these are the queen, her heirs, and successors. All the parliamentarians. They failures. Nobody even listened to the church. And man, all I tell you, my brother, you're young. It's your time, son. The Moses rule, this country will never be blessed as long as there are people in power and run this country. Them like us. And that's all I can say on that matter.
Wow. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do. The lines are wide open to be able to give us a call. Somebody texts me and says, Howard, you said August. Did I say August? My apologies. I meant April. You know where we are. Talk to me. You know where we are. If I'm all the way in August, forgive me. I'm coming back home. Right?
You're in the future.
So if I did that, please forgive me. Right?
Things still look the same in the future? Right?
Yeah. So it says, hi, Grant. Weatherford Johnson, I'm wondering when independent national minds like yourselves would come together on one chosen idea that can be actioned quickly and effectively to provide, to prove to Bahamians how possible we as a people can truly come together and fix one item of this disorderly system our nation has become. There's a text that's actually coming through.
Can I ask that, answer that person if they're listening? It's so simple. Energy security. We need a common goal of energy security to fix the Bahamas. And the carbon credits you are now hearing about that we spoke about a decade ago could provide the money to put the solar on your home and business for free. Now you're starting to see what I was talking about. It's so sad, isn't it?
You know, my thought was...
Everything gets cheaper if you get energy down.
I really had this sort of an idea coming out of COVID. I know we got a couple of minutes before we can be able to go right to a commercial break and then go to news. But coming out of COVID, I said, this might be the best time our country has ever seen in its existence. Because the rat race, this kind of a relentless pursuit after monies, after to be able to the regiment on a day-to-day basis, get up money, get up money, get up money. This kind of routine that we're on in the country has never given us an opportunity to be able to take an assessment of the environment that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
But COVID-19, I assumed, I believed and really hoped for sort of a pause for you to be able to say, okay, now, this didn't work too well. Maybe if we made modifications in this, we can be able to change this, this, and this. And I really thought, please, y'all don't kill me. Don't kill me. During this particular time, I really thought that the Free National Movement, headed by the then Prime Minister, Dr. Minnis, would be able to have the wherewithal to make those decisions to change the country. But the first thing that they said is that we're getting back to normal, to the new norm, right?
Which was the same old.
Which was the same old norm.
That's sick.
Right? Mm-hmm. They did everything to push back the innovation that was coming out of Italy, the innovation that was coming out of Japan, the innovation that was coming out of China, and local persons who were developing concepts and ideas here locally to be able to push at the forefront, to say we can use these apps, we can use this, we can do this, we can do that. They did everything they can possibly do to stop that, to hold it off, to ensure that they can get their people in place to execute this accordingly. This is in a most exhausting thing. And when young people supposed to be at the forefront, we're supposed to be leaps and bounds. Yeah. The world stopped and slowed down just for us. And our government slowed it down even further.
You know what was sad, Howard? Real quick. I said during the COVID, when nobody was working, why didn't we construct a new city? You could have picked any island to do it. We could have solarized the country. Instead, we sat home, ate a bunch of food, and did nothing.
Absolutely
nothing. We could have come out of COVID where the tourists were doubled because they stayed with us. And we voted for the same
people. Guys, please, be a part of the conversation. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, The Foundation. We're going to go to news, go to commercials, go to news, and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs
With your Scotiabank credit card, you could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase, or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs, courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect. The Foundation on this beautiful Wednesday panel conversation. I'm all here for it today. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-431-6, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text 422-4796 or anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free. You don't have to worry about your minutes again. You don't have to worry about any of these things. No matter where you call from in the country, on your phone, in your Grammy house, wherever you are, at the paid phone, if you can find one of them, 242-300-5720. You can get us here in the studio, live and in full effect, and we'll be able to kind of chop it down with you right here on 96.9, The Foundation. Now, listen, at the top of the hour, I don't know if you feel the kind of impassioned position. I feel this very near and dear because I've had the opportunity of being able to work with people for a long time in this country. I had great aspirations to be able to be an executive in a hotel. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was in high school so much. I knew that I didn't want to do business. It was 8,000 people in the class. Half of them didn't know math. The class was stuffed. This was in the late 90s. And so I didn't want to do business, right? I didn't want to do construction because there was a stigma associated with doing construction. And so I did what I thought a progressive thinker should have done in this space. I did academic science. So you did your chemistry, you did your biology, you did your physics, right? And in doing those things, there were seven people in my class for 3 years. Seven. Seven people in my class for 3 years. The valedictorian actually came out of my class. It wasn't me, right? It was Kemi. Shouts out to Kemi, right? So I looked at that and I said, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I definitely didn't want to be a chemist. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Get out of school and fell in the deepest love with tourism because it was my personality. I said, oh my God, this is what I do. This is who I am. Get in the thing and listen, like clockwork, I didn't even try. Tips was falling on. My wife couldn't wait to wash my clothes. She said, every time I wash your clothes, I find $300-$400. Every time. I cried for months and months and months after I left the hotel. And then I realized that the talent, the development, the skill that I actually endured in this space never left me. I got to use this to get into business. I got to use this to be able to develop. The next time I get into the hotel, I want to own one. Mm-hmm. And so as I get into these spaces and I do exactly what I do, and I climb this wall, this proverbial wall, and it's so smooth, I keep sliding back down. My God. I keep praying for a rough side. At least I can have grip. But red tape after red tape, concept after concept, you find yourself at the bottom of the mountain looking back at the top. This is where we are as entrepreneurs in this country. This is where we are as those of us who have dreams in this country of ownership. This is where we are. And so I feel very impassioned about this. And I want to talk about it. I want to talk about this concept in IDA that says, how do we eradicate the idea of just becoming the service arm, the service end of any industry and really being able to really have a piece of the pie? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting in the studio with Graham Rutherford and Wayne Johnson. Men, so gentlemen, please
Howard,
tell me how we can
Howard,
do it.
If either of you guys were made leader tomorrow, okay,
given the wonderful explanation you just gave, what would either of you men do to fix it? And I'd like to tell you my thoughts when you finish.
One of the first things I'll do, an educational system. Our kids probably have 4 to 5 subjects: maths, English, RK, health science, and civics, Bahamian history. The other areas, I'll teach them how to code, I'll teach them how to create, I'll teach them how to develop software, I'll teach them how to be able to create trading systems and then market it. I'm going to teach my child how to be able to create. I'm going to teach the kids coming out of schools how to be able to market, build, develop, grow. I met a young man the other day. He said he wanted to learn computers. I said, do you know how to build a computer? He said, no. I said, you need to go on YouTube and learn it and buy the different parts and put a computer system together. These are the kind of things and concepts that I would do. The second thing I would do, I would remove exchange control. The Bahamas dollar is only worth any kind of value in the Bahamas. We trade locally in B dollars, but we trade internationally in U.S. dollars. And the U.S. dollars has hit a financial crisis right now.
Yes.
In terms of what is happening globally, yes, with the BRIC nations. The BRIC nations are getting ready to dump the dollar. And that's going to cause inflation. And inflation is a currency killer. And that's why you see Bitcoin and cryptocurrency rose from 19,000 in January up to over 30,000. That's an 80% increase. Okay? I'll be able to teach our people alternative forms of payments in terms of our system, to be able to look at other opportunities outside of what people traditionally been looking at. That's number one. That's what I'll be able to do. Number two, I'll create a $500 million incentive for us to be able to grow our own food and reduce our import bill on our food supply, to be able to put people to work, but through technology, but give them ownership. I'm not just going to employ you as an employee. I'm going to give you ownership where you could be able to get shares and benefits and dividends coming to you at the end of every quarter. So if I have dividends and benefits coming to you at every quarter and you are owner of the company through the shares and the stock that is being offered to you, you're going to be able to have a better quality product. You're going to give better quality service. You're going to have the right attitude and you're going to have the right spirit. And it's going to be a changing of the thinking. You got to change your thinking to change your life. You know why the Green Bay Packers are successful? The Green Bay Packers do not have one particular owner. The fans are the ones who own the Green Bay Packers. And that's why dividends is very strong, regardless of what economies and things are taking place. Those industries and those companies that have those kind of concepts, they are much more successful because they have a shared growth and development kind of opportunity versus a one-man, two-man, or a board that is controlling the whole process, or a family-owned business, that kind of situation. And so when you look at those kind of things that we need to be able to do to move the country forward. And then guess what? Auckland's Crooked Island, Miguana, Inagua, I'll turn it into the economic hub to create economic opportunity and prosperity in those islands. I'll be able to change the whole model. The same model, what I'll do for Freeport, I'll do it for those islands, but Bahamian ownership.
You know, during my time at COB, there was a concept that I did tourism. So I had to do tourism management. And they came up with the concept that we had to kind of create this idea of what we would do with a cruise ship, right? And it had to be an inter-island. I created this. I created an entire, listen to me, I got an A+ on the thing. I created this concept about being able to leave from Bimini. And I stopped and I actually had to kind of lay out where you would go on each island and, you know, the sort of tourism that exists in this island, the tours, so forth and so on. And so I had to do it, did the commercial, did everything. I had to do everything for this, right? And I look back at it and I said, oh my God, this is a good idea. This morning, listening to the RCL conversation, the gentleman talked about the Grandula Islands. Someone kind of texted in or called in and asked him about this kind of an idea that says, well, why don't you create more spaces and opportunity for the Bahamas? Why doesn't RCL create more spaces for the Bahamas? I thought this was wild. I said, oh my God, this is crazy. Have we retreated entirely? Have we as a people retreated entirely? Every time I hear about Virgin Atlantic, right? Every time I hear about Pierce's position and what he would have done to be able to get these particular things started, how he was on a flight and he missed his flight. And he called an entire plane based upon his relationship and was able to get people to board the plane and pay them. And this was the birth of Virgin Atlantic the thing, right? The Virgin Airlines. And I said to myself, we have significant relationships in this country. All it takes for us to do is being able to come together as a people and make this decision. Every time we pull people together, the only thing we're looking for is who's the HNIC. That's it. We're not concerned about where your strengths are. All we're concerned about is who is going to view this organization, this grouping, and look at you as the pinnacle of the organization. Are you here for productivity or are you here profit. Just for being able to show?
For profit.
For profit? Come on, we got to talk Howard, about these things.
Howard, in your whatever theses, your thing at school on cruise ship, you know, many years ago, we said, why isn't there a 3, 5, 7, 14, and 21-day Bahamian Island cruise? Why would I let you buy a private island in some remote location to take your boat where you sell your souvenirs?
This is why everyone doesn't win.
Listen to this.
Because it's never designed for me.
Why wouldn't you take it to my private island of Eleuthera, my private island of Long Island? See, I would have negotiated a different deal, like a boss. We need people that negotiate like bosses, not janitors. Now, maybe something's happening we don't know about, but if that is the truth, I'd be more excited than saying we're negotiating like idiots. But as a boss, you would say, no, your cruise ship is going to go to my South Eleuthera Lighthouse Beach. And I, as a government, are going to buy, we're going to buy this this southern tip, and we're going to rent it to you. You're not going to come and acquire the southern tip of my island and disenfranchise me?
I think we are disenfranchised, or I think we're caught in this kind of a position where we're wrapped up in the idea of the funds, because that's always the forerunner. $100 million project, $800 million project, $326 million project, $2.2 billion project. So we're always kind of inundated in the idea of the possibility that that could bring for us. But it obviously is not designed for us, because when you hear $400 million project, 60 Bahamians, we're going to hire 60 people.
What percentage do we own? That's the only question I would ask.
And that's all it is.
Yeah.
Where's the ownership for the Bahamian people in this?
And I don't mean what the Treasury's going to get, because everyone listening today knows they don't get none of that Treasury money. What is going... You see, when I say let's empower Freeport, and we do something over there, a big project... And we got about 1 million of them, okay? Sea Island could call you now and give you 50. I say, what is the ownership for my people? You know, the show before this show, Howard, the guy called and he said, who is advocating for the Bahamian people? You just said it too, you know, in your first contribution on the show. And until we get somebody that says, you know what, I'm not going to call the ministry or anything, but the lady in charge of when people come to invest in Canada said, you want to come up here to do oil? What's the benefit for my people? See, that's the first question. Nothing else. I don't want to hear you doing $800 zillion project. That's great. Is half of that for my people? But you don't have that. See, you have people that, you know, for a bowl of porridge, they do whatever they do.
Let's talk about it, because we want a good wicked win. Let's talk about this Let's talk about how do we take it from here. Put the ownership in the Bahamian people's hands, change the mindset. We talked about that with education. We have to. There is no expectation that we, the proverbial old dogs who have been conditioned into this or crystallized in this kind of position, the next generation of Bahamians, it's time for us.
The next generation of Bahamians must do more collaboration. Right now, we need to be able to create a digital platform where Bahamians could be able to do what you call crowdfunding. They could be able to get their ideas, be able to share businesses. They could be able to use services and create communities where we could be able to raise capital and put some of these concepts together, because you have a lot of Bahamians who are in the social media space doing extremely well, getting clients from overseas. You have a lot of Bahamians doing business internationally. We have a lot of Bahamians that are doing tremendous things in the digital asset space. You have this conceptual economy that is operating outside of the economy. We need to be able to have these people come in and say, look, here's what we're doing, here's how we're doing it, and this is what we want to be able to do to take more people with them. You know, the whole idea of the old model, the old model is dead. The old model is finished. The old model has died. The new model of doing business now, These kids understand that because they understand text, they understand Facebook, they understand Instagram. They're on there showing their friends and what they ran, what they eating their lunch, when they go. So they understand this whole concept, this digital economy concept. And so we have to be able to move our country forward in this digital economy concept. Think about this for a minute, Howard. People laughed at me when I had the e-commerce seminar at the Hilton. Decades ago, they laughed at me. Oh, but e-commerce will never work. Payments spent over $2 billion online. We spending money online. The import-export business took off in this country because Bahamians, the persons who got in the industry earlier, and we saw it taking off, people who got in this industry early, they became millionaires and multimillionaires, and some of them diversified and went into other industry. But I'm saying these kind of opportunities exist in our country. We have to be able to come together and move ourselves forward and move ourselves in a position, and don't wait. Get your business license, get your concept out there, put your business online and be able to market your products and services to the world and be able to get paid. You have to believe in yourself. You got to have faith in your abilities, and you can't sit down and do nothing. Get up and do something. Don't worry about people not accepting what it is that you have.
I've come to the conclusion now. Let me tell you this. I've had an opportunity to be able to read about a few things. I've read, in preparation for this conversation, I said, let me see what's going on in Grand Bahama. Make sure I'm dusted up on that. Let me see what's happening in Abaco. Let me see what's happening elsewhere in the Family of Islands. And in Grand Bahama, I've recognized that NGOs have really taken a significant liking to the island. You see the Rotary, you see Israel Aid, you see other NGOs really being able to come in and start to have this kind of a conversation about what needs to happen going forward. There was most recently a seminar that actually spoke to the fact that I think ORG went in and talked to Grand Bahamians about what needs to happen. How do you take pride in your community? And I said something, just looking at it, just looking at sort of the influx of the NGOs coming in. Maybe we got to loose the concept and the idea that the government will do this for us. Maybe if we could barter and forge this sort of an understanding with the government to say that, okay, listen, we won't have any expectations for you to do anything, but whatever we do, we ask that you assist us in sanctioning, provide us with the licensing, provide us with this, provide us with that, and we independently, individually, collectively as a community will make this thing happen. I think we need to be able to forge those relationships to get forward because we can do this, man. I believe that we can do this. I believe that we can be able to find ourselves in the position to educate ourselves, to educate the Bahamian people, to really prepare ourselves for the next dispensation of leadership, to talk about the AI, to talk about cryptocurrency, to talk about all these things and really empower ourselves to get to the next step.
Howard, can I ask you a quick question? I got a quick question. Yeah, you say pride in your community.
Yeah.
In Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
You ready for your jaw to drop?
Talk
what to me. What part of this community I disown, bro? I don't own the port where the money make. I don't own the airport. I don't own the tourism industry there. I'm a slave, manual labor worker that you are replacing with somebody from Asia, right? Polynesia, Mexico. It's because heavy. You no longer want the Caribbean heavy. People.
It's heavy.
Because the Caribbean people are becoming a burden.
It's heavy.
And they don't work for as less as I will, because I work for pesos, bro. And you could give me 400 pesos, 800 pesos a day. Listen, you ever been to the coffee shop? I almost called a name. And you see the people from all over the world, and they doing selfies, drinking a cup of coffee. Because that's a $400 cup of coffee back home. You understand the privilege?
Let everybody know that we got it now.
I arrive. I'm in a country where I could afford a $400 coffee that you can't afford back in Polynesia. You better stop it, Howard. What part do you own? The man said who's advocating for Bahamians. He called earlier. What part of this port do you own in Grand Bahama? See, the first
I
thing is
I own the generational land part.
That's the best part.
That's all the parts we own.
That's the best part.
That's all the parts we own.
You see what we could be doing
because after Whitman. Well, see, let's do this. After the country has found itself in this kind of position where there was a global economic crunch and this crisis, and we've lost our homes in Bahamia, we lost our homes in midshipment, we lost our homes behind the gate. Uh-huh. Where do we go? Where do we retreat?
Not on
we
Crown
have to
land.
Go back.
You don't own Crown.
To the generational property.
That's the only one.
That's the only place where we go, right? And then I, you know, we get a call and people say, Howard, you own any property? Yeah, I own some property. What property you own, Howard? I own about 3 acres. 3 acres where? It's generational property in Granbo. Oh, okay. You don't own nothing. It's dismissed.
And with crowdfunding and
it's dismissed.
A U.S. partner with money, you could actually put 10 Airbnb mini hotels on that thing and be making yourself money.
Me and my cousins probably got about 200 and some acres.
You understand?
Me and my family.
What that's worth?
We got money.
You can raise capital. You can raise capital with that, Howard. Howard, do you know right now?
Acres!
Howard, do you know right now? Last year.
You could put an oasis there.
They're doing,
but you get the funding, they're not going to let him.
Yeah, but they're doing a $250 million cryptocurrency project in Exuma that is taking place right now. $250 million hotel, luxury hotel,
right
in crypto in Exuma.
Yep.
Going on right now. They're using crypto. So this whole idea with the market shifting and everything else like that is shifting towards
you
a digital asset.
It
could happen. It could happen. It could happen. We got to believe that it could happen. You see, the internet.
No, not just believe. We got to make it happen.
Yeah, we got to make it happen. The internet has changed everything. The internet has changed
foreign exchange
everything.
Control.
Everything. It has changed everything. Your mobile phone. You can conduct business with your mobile phone and do business, Howard.
Let me take a telephone call. Guys, you know what to do, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Carly on the line with us live, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Grant.
Hey, Sialan, what's up?
Bedford, Sialan Johnson. What just prompted me to call is Wayne mentioned the fact that what we need to do concerning creating these ecosystem or these environments for beings to have access. In actuality, he made a statement again, like he contacted the central bank and said, showed me where these laws exist or where the prohibitions exist, and they can't show it. Mm-hmm. And so access to these platforms and that he speak of is readily available right now today to behemoths for access to raising capital, for access to doing whatever they want. The problem is that they have not been educated as to how to first understand what they're seeking to do, and secondly, how to have access through it. Digitization of the global economy has opened the gateways to tremendous opportunities, but we have indoctrinated our students and our workers for a plantation-type model of economy.
Yes.
Just an example, Howard, you talk about property, right? Howard, do you remember how much the cruise ship is paying, is going to spend for that new beachfront property, but they're seeking to spend developing that property?
Where, in Grand Bahama?
No, over on Paradise Island. $100
million
or something.
$100 million.
Okay, $100 million for what, 15 acres? So let me ask you a question, Howard. Do you think they're going to spend $100 million, divide $100 million into the 15 acres, right? Or whatever it is, right?
That's, I think, about 13 acres,
650,000 per acre. You think they're going to spend that if that's not going to keep generating much more than that on a continuous basis for the next 99 years or 140 years?
Of course not. Absolutely not.
What will be the ROI?
No, right. So let's look at the 3 million, or say 2 million acres of crown land, because 2 million acres of crown land is already in the BNT alone. So if we lack resources to basically get behemoths in this new space, I just want you, Howard, to take your calculator out, take 50,000 acres of crown land, put it in a sovereign wealth trust, not that thing they did in Parliament, and assign a production value of $300,000 to each of those acres. And you would instantly today have $15 billion in assets. That's only 50,000 of the 2 million acres you have.
So, C. Allen, you basically just paid off the national debt and got rid of the VAT.
Right. So what happens now is that we have available over 100 different resources. I often hear people talk about sand and aragonite and all those other different things. That's much more valuable than that in our ocean. So I'm simply saying is that we're just not having the conversation of who we are and whose we are. And so there's no lack in the Bahamas. What happens is we have a generation of leadership that is mind locked to remember the biblical principle, woe to the nation when the slave become king. Mm-hmm. They are locked into the colonial mindset. Mm-hmm. The the doctrine. I forgot the doctrine name. Where we have this doctrine, the doctrine of discovery, where you when they discover you that you're their property, until we begin to realize that we are now our own property, that we can think for ourselves, we can choose for ourselves. We don't have to accept six televisions as the the greatest economy in the world. You know. China
wow.
is the largest economy in the world.
Wow.
$34 trillion a year, larger than even the United States by PPP. And we are excited. It makes the news that we got six televisions that you could buy at Walmart, get delivered, including the VAT and the shipping for $2,500 is news in the Bahamas. And so it's like we have diminished who we are and our value. But in just an ending, Howard, I'm just simply saying to you, there is the shift now to fintech, regtech, supervisory tech, and I challenge anyone, there is not a single financial idea you could bring to me that you cannot create a unique financing plan. Not regular. I mean, literally fintech and the digitization of the world creates an environment that 100% of people in the Bahamas could be financed for any ideas if they understand how. But the problem is we'll say go to the bank, go to the SBDC, go to the entrepreneurial fund and everything else where you become a slave. Because you know why? It's a pimp game. You get $1 million, $10,000 a month if it exists. You get an investor, no money is due every month. You're now billing the business. But there's a whole conversation we have in this new dispensation of opportunities for behemoths. And we have to push this thing forward. And anyhow, yeah. I said to you that your generation, your yeah. millennials and Gen Z, that you don't, you don't know how, you just have to stand up and demand or get people around you that know how. But it's this Bahamas that we're going to be leaving for you. Because at 60, if I'm blessed, I got another 30 years.
Wow.
But for those that's 25 and 30 and whatever, that's your 40, 50 years. So preparation has to be made for them to own the Bahamas in this new dispensation going forward for our next 50 years.
Thank you, my brother. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line with us live. Please give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259-300-5720 from the Family of Islands or 422-4796 from just the text. Let me see if I can read a few of these texts before we be able to go forward. This is good afternoon, Howard. Brilliant ideas. We need you guys with other brilliant minds that I know exist to form a Rescue Bahamas team and implement a plan to recalibrate our country. Telephone call on the line. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All is well. Thanks very much.
Hey, Toby.
Howard, hey, good afternoon. I hear you talking about generational land and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
So Crown land also kind of falls into that category of it being Bahamian land. It should be used for Bahamian use. Mm-hmm. But again, right? Like right now, Royal Caribbean's in town with their big time CEO and the other guy. They ain't even got a central office here. But why it is that they got to wait just a few weeks and they get Crown land? The Bahamians got 35,000 applications in and they don't get a peep.
That's something.
We got to talk about that.
That's very profound. It's been all those applications waiting on the desk from back in the day, and
I suppose the forerunner. I suppose the forerunner of the conversation is the numbers that we talked about. Is it 328 million? Is it 800 million? Is it 100 million? That I suppose causes our governments to really jump and say, "Hey, listen, we could provide you opportunities if you provide us this opportunity to be able to do this great thing in our country." You go on it, Toby. Toby, go on quickly.
You know, you never let me answer that one. I got to answer it. Remember on what we should teach our kids in school? We should teach them half of the school week should be the game of chess, where they learn strategy, how to negotiate like a boss. There's a book called The Art of the Deal. I'd like to give that to all of my ruling members from 1973. I'd teach them chess. Second thing, I'd teach them money. What is money? What do you do with money? See, poor people think money is to pay bills, right, Howard? I get money to pay my rent, pay my bus fare, my bill, my food. No. Middle class people, Howard, that make, say, 30, 50 grand, boy, I could take this money and I could go to the bank and leverage it for a $500,000 house and one of them new fancy BMW. But they're still enslaved, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They're worse than the person who was poor.
Absolutely.
But what do rich people do with money? They're taught, they teach their kids, money is something. If I give you $100, you put that to work. So it has 10 little babies. Now you have $1,000. And you can take one of those to go and buy whatever you want to buy. You see, there's three different thought processes on money. So remember, chess for strategy, money, and the last thing I'm going to teach them is ownership, how to think like a boss. Three subjects in school.
Guys, let's take this quick commercial break. I see your telephone calls coming through. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. In the studio today, you know we got Graham and we definitely got Wayne in here. Guys, please chime in. Be part of the conversation after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. Wednesday, panel discussion, really talking about where we are from a national standpoint and really being able to talk about these things. Over the break, I hate to be some sort of a bleeding heart. Over the break, Graham and I just, you know, going back and forward, having a conversation here in the studio. And it's a baffling thing for me. It's a baffling thing for me that we don't have leadership in this country that identifies the fact that we need strong people in leadership. We don't have a system that's designed, or maybe it's being rejected, denied an opportunity to be able to provide true sense of leadership to persons to be able to climb this proverbial rope and see the country change the way that it must. It's blowing my mind, and it's a sad thing that the next dispensation, the next generation of leaders seek to be able to do the exact same thing the former did. I don't understand. I don't understand this.
Do you feel let down? That's my first question.
I'm so disappointed.
Hold on, Graham. I got to correct. See,
okay, when you finish, I want that answer.
We know there's a problem, but here's a solution. This is what we do to change it. We can't keep talking about this. We got to change thinking. I just said earlier in the show that we got to go and take it. We got to go and take it. We understand these are the conditions. We understand this is the environment that we're in. Like I tell you, the internet and the digital platform has changed the dynamic of things in this country. We need to go and get it. We need to go and get it in the digital economy. They're behaving to a mining. They're behaving to a trading crypto. They're behaving to a trading Forex. They're behaving to a trading and doing very well. But they're doing it quietly. But they're doing it. We need to go and get it. I'm saying we need to go and get it. I'm talking about, you asked about the new growth. I'm talking about, we saw the prediction of what happened in cryptocurrency. And so companies like Zucoins that has been in the Bahamas where Bahamians have invested in Zucoins, Bahamians are seeking grand opportunities in this space. So we need to educate our people that this is a thing, a situation that you need to diversify. Cryptocurrency is like an insurance policy because guess what? Your dollar costing investments is not going to move at a particular level. And so you got to be able to be able to move differently and think differently. Forget about what happened in the past. Forget about those situations that happened. Now is the time that we act. Hold on, Graham. Now is the time that we act. Now is the time that we move forward. Now is the time that we be able to take the bull by the horn and get it done. They're going to have to accept what is going to happen. It's inevitable. Remember the Irish Spring? Everything happened on the internet. Everything socialized. The socialization of trade and commerce and industry, nobody anticipated that the internet was going to be in this kind of form and revolutionize commerce, trade, industry. And the number one guy, I think it's an African guy, on TikTok, made over $20 million. He's in Africa. So don't tell me. See, we talk about the limitations. But the greatest limitation is the limitations of our mind and our thinking. We hold ourselves back. Nobody's going to hold me back in this season. In this season, I'm encouraging Bahamians to be able to put their business online, get up, get started, get going, become the CEO of themselves, and forget what else is happening around them and make it. We can make it.
How do they make it with central bank?
Graham, we can make it.
Okay, never mind. You don't want to hear that question.
I know, but I'm saying they can make it.
Here's something very simple, Howard. Everybody's heard now about central bank digital currencies. They're coming here very quick. Globally in England by 2030. That means no more paper money. You realize on this same station and show, the two of us sat in here with Lester Cox in 2017, just a few years ago. You could have acquired one Bitcoin for $3,000. Today it's worth $30,000. Just a few years before 2017, you could have acquired that coin for $40. Every Bahamian had $40. We missed an opportunity to put $30,000 in every Bahamian's hand. You understand how much that would have stimulated the economy? Watch this.
Yeah.
Conceptual economy, right? And crowdfunding are going to circumvent old thinking. You understand that? Because right now,
when you say crowdfunding,
means I want to do a pancake place. You know the new pancake place?
No, but understand what I'm saying to you. That
yeah.
These are the revolution of ideas. These ideas have existed in this particular space before. Yes. Crowdfunding is what we call a suit.
Yes.
This is the concept and idea of being able to conglomerate and come together as a community to get to this particular objective.
Correct.
So the crowdfunding is not an unfamiliar concept.
No.
It's something that we know, but what I'm saying to you, Wayne, is this. Some of these terminologies and ideas, if not dumbed down and spoken directly to the community in a language that is familiar and definitely palatable, people are a little bit apprehensive. They're scared.
Let's say we have 10 aunts. Let's say we throw in a suit and we have 10 aunts. The 10 aunts, instead of taking our money, taking our $5,000 and $10,000 and go to Miami, we invest in something where we could be able to see the growth and the development. We invest in our property in San Salvador for 10 grand. We could turn it into Airbnb. We could see some dividends and shares. We invested in a kind of concept. So now we're teaching our people, instead of earn and spend, we're teaching them about earn and invest. How money works and alternative ways of making money. That's what Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
How to win the money game. That is the key, and that is what we need to do.
Let me take a telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a call. You know the numbers. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon again, Howard. We got cut off.
Sorry about that, Toby. I say, Toby, you're going quick. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We got cut off, but I didn't realize you had guests at the time I tuned in. So good afternoon to your guests also. So.
Hey, good afternoon, Toby.
So when you look at someone like Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, right? They slide in, they bragging about the Bahamas being their number one destination in the world. Meanwhile, it's actually Coco Key, which is Bahamian Crown Land.
Yeah.
Right? And you go online and look at a Royal Caribbean cruise to the Bahamas. Day one is in the port of Miami. Day two is at Coco Key. Day three is out at sea. And then they back to the port of Miami again. Mm-hmm. So how do Bahamians benefit financially or from an opportunity perspective if they're either at sea in Miami or at Coco Key where all the revenues are going straight back to RCL?
Hey, Toby, I asked one question earlier, Toby. I said, why did we ever let them go to their own private island where they sell their souvenirs and make all the money? Why didn't we mandate that they go to our island of Eleuthera and spread the money on the island?
Well, now you got Disney going to Lighthouse Point, right? And they ain't even they go into another of their private destinations, which is Castaway Key, from Miami or Port Everglades or wherever in the States. And then they go in Lighthouse Point, and these jokers are selling us out and giving them Crown.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Yeah. I won't say that this kind of pent up aggression and this disdain that we may have socially for any of these big conglomerates that come here, I don't think that that's where it should be placed. I think our governments, who continue to be able to negotiate and provide them opportunities and say to them through suggestions, hey, listen, you want a key? We can give you a key with this, you know. You want this? We can give you this. And continue to be able to shower them with concessions. Mm-hmm. And we look in. We on the outside looking in at these particular deals as Bahamians and saying, what is our governments doing?
Yep.
This is where
so
we
they
are.
Say they're gonna create all these jobs, right? But go down to Lighthouse Point in South Eleuthera, right? Mm-hmm. And see that they're creating jobs for American Bridge.
Yeah.
With American workers.
You go to Half Moon Key and you see how many Bahamians are working there versus
this
how many
ridiculous.
Foreigners, Toby. What is the ratio? I want someone to sneak in. You want me to do it? I'm a white boy. They wouldn't know me. And let me sneak in there with a camera and film it. Well, that's a sad part.
I think all Bahamians should be looking at booking a, but not all Bahamians. I think that it should be offered as a prize or something for Bahamians to go on board these cruises and film all these foreign jobs that are created, right? And they're even, Bray Davis even came back from the Berry Islands saying that they had to shut RCL down from operating a business that's reserved for Bahamians.
Yeah.
Well, see, Toby, let me tell you what I believe. I believe that we have old models. We are operating on old ideas with old models that has outstripped the growth and development of our economy. And we must develop new models that protect Bahamians, give Bahamians opportunity and ownership. I do not want a job. I do not want a handout. I want economic opportunity for prosperity.
So what are they doing?
That's the kind of concept, the things that we need to be able to do. See,
they drive us into a corner of desperation, right?
Yes.
And then they want to prance around saying, "Oh, we were the first on the ground when it came to Hurricane Dorian." No, it wasn't. So what? You're giving out some sandwiches. That's what you're supposed to do in a national emergency: is help others, not look for a photo op.
Right.
Right. Now look at Minnis getting interviewed by police for the Bahamas Food Network, where RCL are giving out breadcrumbs, right? Bahamians don't have ownership in the opportunity. Yeah? I could take some praise. I ran RCL from Round by Me on Paradise Island. You haven't seen them admit that in the press. I ran them, right? And now they're talking about, oh, we could give up 49% for Bahamians. Which Bahamian?
Yeah.
What fund? What
Did
fund?
He say
and
rich
who's
Bahamians?
The fund run
rich.
By?
Oh, I rich. Thought rich.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
I like right? the Turks and Caicos model. Any investor coming to Turks and Caicos, the ownership has to be 51% Turks Islander, 49% foreign owned.
There you go.
Give me that concept.
So now they're talking about, oh, we can have this 1% by 1% gift to charity. What from BTC or what deal have you seen where a foreign company has come in, right? And given any opportunity to Bahamians where they're saying we're going to give up 1%, and where does that money, when have you ever seen any of that 1% go
we
to
haven't.
Bahamians?
I haven't seen it so far.
Toby, you think
a foreign
investor, Howard, loves you or loves making money? I can leave you with this. The cruise ship said in your Guardian newspaper, Howard, that we made $10 billion $1.5 billion in 2019 at the peak of tourism before the COVID. They made $10 billion. Now, we know some of them flushed craziness on our reef and destroyed the environment. And the U.S. even sued them, but we didn't. Out of the $10 billion in New York, they would pay half. Joe Biden would charge them 50% income tax in New York. Right, that boat left New York. And if it left Florida, you pay 30%.
Right off the top.
What if we charge 20%? We need 20%. Forget business license. Forget all the other crap. We need 20% tax on what you made, because we taxed the Bahamians to death. See, I say don't tax a Bahamian. You put 20% on that cruise ship. One cruise ship, Howard, right. That would be $2 billion a year. In 5 years, it would be $10 billion. You would have no national debt. But no, they pay nothing, and you pay all kind of tax on food.
This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a good conversation today on this beautiful Wednesday, 96.9 FM radio. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase, or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs, courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, The Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at The Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Foundation. 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 The Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, The Foundation. Let me read these texts real quick before we get out of here. Good day, Howard. I'm 60. I voted for the FNM, and I'm now, I voted for FNM all my voting adult life. I see where successive governments have absolutely no intention of solving the problems that are crippling this country. Neither party will address the public transportation, energy, and land reform. Fixing these things will position the poor to succeed. People are dying and can't get their generational land straight. But the PM is allowed to give away my crown land to people who turn around and allow excrete to be thrown on the wall in the yard, and the owner went through all the legal hoops to own them, right? That's one of the texts that's coming through. Let me see if we can read another one. It says, Howard, I like how you said million sounded like Dr. Evil and Austin Powers. Y'all need to stop it. So it says, Howard, I am one of those who, let's put it up, I am one of those who made application for Crown Land and not even in New Providence, but on the family island. I'm still waiting 6 years later for approval. Y'all might be afraid to say it on radio, but the government issue is corruption. Plain and simple, and that's that. Just like many other Bahamians who don't grease the pocket of our politicians, I'm certain that they're waiting on their call for Crown Land as well. As the text is coming through, let me see if I can read another one. It says, guys, they're listening to your ideas, thinking how they can take it and how and who can work it for them. So they rip it out of your hands. Therefore, it makes
not for you, but for us, and not for us, okay? This is, ah, Toby finally said that these jokers selling us out. He was right. This is a text is coming through. It says, so much misinformation. Coco Key was a private purchase, not Crown land. Which of these businesses has Graham or Dwayne invested in? And they're telling everyone to do it, but they don't do that themselves. Apparently, Graham has an investor. Graham was an investor with Lincoln Bain. How did that turn out? Ask Graham, how many Bitcoin does he have this Texas?
So tell him, no, tell him if he sells the key, if it's a private sale of a key, great. I need to tax the $10 billion you made in my country on your private island. Come on, man. Very simple. How come you don't answer that? No tax for them? Hey. Is there no tax for them? But you tax our food?
You got 2 minutes, guys.
I was one of the, both Mr. Simmons and myself, we were the first set of investors to be able to push Zucoins in the Bahamas. And we have a lot of Bahamians who have invested in Zucoins, anywhere from 500 to 30,000. And Bahamians, more Bahamians are coming on board to invest in Zucoins. So I'm an investor in the cryptocurrency space. And I am one of the first persons to launch an initial coin offering in the Bahamas in 2018, both Mr. Simmons and myself. So I'm not just talking this, I'm doing this.
Guys, I want to thank both of you for being able to sit in the studio with us today.
One quick observation. I go by what you do. By your actions, you know them, right?
Mm-hmm.
50 years, you're going to be jumping up and down with your pom-poms celebrating independence, yes? We've watched many billion-dollar things be built in our country as it pertains to tourism, right? Hotel, cruise ships, you name it. We've not built one hospital. I leave you with that thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, Howard, before you go, I just want to put my number out there, 468-7958, 468-7958. You can contact me, Wayne Johnson.
For your business consultancy, your speaker, entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen, communication, leadership, team building, management, wealth creation, cryptocurrency, blockchain, health and wellness, all those particular topics, and he could be able to assist you with that. He does workshops, keynote address, high school trainings, interviews, presentation and panels. Please give him a call, 468-7958. That's Wayne Johnson. I had a great conversation today, and I want to thank all of you for being able to participate in that. I see a telephone caller on the line. I unfortunately won't be able to go back to the line this evening, today, but I want to thank you so much for your participation, and I want you to kind of get enraged like me. I want you to. I don't think we're going to get anywhere with this kind of a passive, laid-back attitude with, well, child, you know, let Jesus deal with it. Let God deal with it. You know, sometimes you just got to let it happen, baby. We've had that enough. We've had that enough, and we've gotten absolutely nowhere. Day in and day out, we find ourselves at the exact same spot and on the peripheral, on the fringes, on the outskirts of those persons who moved away from the inner city and moved to the outskirts to take care of their families, to take care of this, to take care of that. They're being taken care of. They're content. They're comfortable. And we're sitting here in the muck and mire with a hope and expectation. We feel like it's a dark well. And we can see the light, but we just can't reach the top.
You tell those people, together, guys. Tell them Jesus sent you to be the fixer.
Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. You hear Graham. Let's make these things happen. I want to thank you so much for your participation. Thank all those persons who continue to be able to support our show. I want to thank our guests for being able to be in studio today. Next Wednesday, we're going to do it again in terms of an aggressive, definitely lively conversation next Wednesday with another panel topic as we continue to be able to do that. Guys, stick and stay for Z Live with Siobhan Golang right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Happy birthday to us. We're celebrating 11 years. And we're still bringing this fresh news and smart talk every single day. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll see you tomorrow, guys, right here on Guardian Radio.
Howard.
Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.